A great sea sat in a faraway land. Within its bounds great creatures lived, such as never had been seen by eyes human. And its name was Tethys, and its time was long. Beneath a blazing cauldron, huge plates of simmering rock tore from each other, and the land began to move. And great continents grew, and mountains soared into the sky for miles and miles, and stand there to this day. And a land climbed up from ocean bottom with them, and its name was Tibet, and it remains. A land of soaring skies and sharp-edged light, and impassable chasms where wisdom grows as natural as the elements. And from it a people sprang, fierce and independent, a land of horses, yaks, and nomads, kings and queens. And in them the nature that when the wisdom came from the lands below, they took it as their own to become a compassionate, benevolent nation that valued principle and wisdom over power and pride, and held the land and all its creatures in reverent love and respect. Until the days of 1949, when another people came, and a story so sad, so long replayed, it needs not a single illustration. Human inhumanity, they live on and struggle on to hold their wisdom of life harmony beneath the politics of the barrel of a gun. And a world only lately brought to notice